It is 8:07 on the morning show. Right now, 34 degrees. We do have a clouds here in downtown at Charles City. It is time for Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And this is the interview we do once a year with the Charles City Rotary Club's Tammy Elthon. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Excellent.
Getting excited for this weekend.
It is going to be very exciting. Of course, we are talking about the 14th annual already Charles City Rotary Radio Auction. That is set for this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. Go ahead and talk a little bit about the Charles City Rotary Club and the history of the Rotary Auction.
Well, this auction was the brainchild of your owner of the station. And Jim Koloff came to a Rotary meeting 14 years ago and said, I'm going to do a Rotary auction. And we're going to have an auction. I want it to be Rotaries, but if you won't do it, I'll go to another club. So we started, did not have a clue what we were doing. And thank you, Jim, because it's become our largest fundraiser. And 14 years later, we're still doing it. And it's gotten a much larger auction than it was when we first started. It's kind of fun. It's a very crazy day. You were here a couple of years before Kay ran it. You understand that.
That's awesome. And you know, the best part is you could keep all this money for your organization, but you don't. You split it. Talk about what you're doing this year.
Originally, we did spend it on the community. We've never kept it. I mean, It's always gone out to scholarships and community projects. But the past 3 years, this will be the third year, we have partnered with someone. And this year, we are partnering with PAWS, which is kind of an exciting thing for all of us. We've all got a pet memory somewhere in our mind that how we'd love to help PAWS. They've been great partners. They brought in some amazing items also for us to auction off. They've been extremely involved. And so we're excited to give them 50% of the proceeds that we take in on Saturday.
And you can tell they're very excited as well, just judging by all the social media posts that they're promoting it. Even when JC's here on the air on Wednesday morning, she is so excited to talk about that. So that being said, this year's auction, 14th year, you have amazing items once again up for auction. Talk about some of the bigger ticket items, if you will, the more interesting ones.
Well, as I go through the list, we're sitting at roughly 92 items right now. So I still have room for a few more. If somebody would like to bring me something else, I'd certainly take it. But some of our exciting ones, we have the Share Show Experience at NIAC. Now that's where they are doing Share's music. It's a pretty cool event, and we have tickets for that. We have a very unique item, and I've seen them. Maybe you have too, Chris. It's called the heated hoodies, where they are heated and
have heard of those.
Aren't those unique?
I would love one.
I think I would too. Then we have a cordless blower and string trimmer donated from Ace Hardware. Beautiful one. It's big. It's got both the blower and the string trimmer. It's got the chargers, the batteries. Neat item.
Yes.
Many, many gift certificates. Lots of restaurants and services. And then we have, which is very appropriate, from the Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital, we have a dog gift basket.
Oh, perfect.
It's got amazing stuff in it. $185 worth of amazing stuff for dogs in it. Very cool.
Your dog wants you to bid on that one, for
you
sure.
You better believe it. And I got a 50-inch LG 4K smart TV this year, too, which is kind of cool. I've never had a TV that large, so I'm going to get to try to tote that around. And a beef bundle. Just got a beef bundle yesterday. Always popular. You know, anything grocery store or beef bundles. This is from a locker. Just great items in that aspect. And, of course, our regulars are back. You know, bless their hearts. The Soifer Family McDonald's every year helps us start off.
Yeah, they've been with you since day one.
From day one. And they give us 20 gift cards to get the thing rolling every year, which is very fun.
And it's fun listening to the kickoff of the auction, too, because people are right on those things each and every time. You have to be on the phone quick.
Absolutely. The phone is ringing. We're running. It gets to be a chaotic day, but it's a lot of fun. So far, right now, I am sitting with a retail value of about $6,600 worth of items.
Okay. What was it last year?
A little higher than that because we took in at the end 67.89.
Okay.
Because some things go below, some things go above.
Sure.
So, you know, that $7,000 mark is where I like to be just from past history. I know that $7,000 is about a goal. And especially when you want to split and give half of it for to pause and you want to do half for Rotary to do our scholarships and all that we do in the community as
Definitely.
Well.
And that's a good reminder, too, that this isn't an auction if you want like a great price on something like a steal. I mean, a lot of these items actually go for more than what the value is.
Correct. So. But I think you look at it like, okay, I just bought a $50 gift card to Fairway. Well, I was going to spend $50 anyhow.
Yes.
So if I paid $55 for it or $56, I technically donated $5 or $6 and the rest I'm going to do anyhow.
That's right.
So if you think of it that way when you're buying the gift cards, because they do, a lot of them go above face value.
Yes, which is a great thing. You know, more money, the merrier for the community and pause for that matter, too. So let's talk about auction day. When is it? It's coming up this Saturday starting at 9. How is this going to work?
Okay. At 9 o'clock sharp, we will go live. And from 9 to noon, the phones will be manned. You will call in. You will give your name and a phone number and your bid on the item. We usually have between 2 or 3 of the items up for bid all at all times. There's at least 2 or 3 items that are being bid. So if you have to keep listening, and we repeat it as much as we can as well, like item number 3, the McDonald's gift cards, they're at $8. You know, so people know where they're at, and we try to tell you. Like if you called in, and all we'll announce on the air are first names. We might say, Sally, you're out. Bill, you're in. You've got the highest bid. You need to call back. So you know by listening where the bid's at, what you need to do to get it to be yours.
Okay.
We tell you when you got it. Most items, some of them, if they're a hot item, will stay on longer, and some sell right away. We'll run from 9 to noon. And when we say 9 to noon, we are off at noon sharp.
That's right.
Then we gather up everything and try to not destroy your station, and we leave here. And I go back to Circle K, and I open up from 1 to 3 so people can come and pick up their items.
Oh, so this is same day?
Same day.
Okay.
We started doing that about 4 or 5 years ago. Great success. It's hot on their minds. They might want the item for the weekend. They might want the item, just plain want to come get it because they've been thinking about it. So it's really a good thing. I get rid of between 60 and 70% of the items by opening up for 2 hours. So it's definitely easy to do, and it seems to be something the public likes.
Excellent. So we have a lot of requests throughout the year. People like to follow along. Now, can they stop into Circle K Communications, pick up the auction list?
Absolutely. I usually print out auction list items. I'll start printing those out Thursday afternoon, and they can come in and take one home and have a paper copy.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, they can go to the website. They can go to KCHA has it listed. But if they want a hard copy and want to follow along with a paper copy, and it's the order the items will be sold, I will have paper copies. And I do believe some of the Rotarians at some of the banks also will print some out for people that work there that want it. But I'll have them available. They can stop in. They're on the counter, grab one and leave. Doesn't take any time at all. And then they can follow along.
Excellent. Oh, I love it. I'm so excited. Now, if you plan to listen in through the KCHA live stream at KCHANews.com, just note that that does have a 30-second delay, which could essentially make or break that price for you, the auction item. So it's best to tune in to 95.9 KCHA on an actual radio. But if you don't have one, I guess the stream would be better than nothing. I mean, just take your chances.
And so, some do. We've done that.
Do.
And that's okay. You know,
and they've actually won the item. So
That's very much true. It has happened.
So that's coming up. Once again, the 14th annual Charles City Rotary Radio Auction is this Saturday here on 95.9 KCHA starting at 9 a.m. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so. I think we got it covered.
Awesome.
And we'll be Rotarians running the station for about 3 to 4 hours down here.
You always do a great job. I always come in and you say it's like a chaos in here, but it's not. I mean, everything has its gears going and it just works out really well. Of course, it's the 14th year. It wasn't like that on the first year, but, you know, things start to fit in.
14 years. Yeah, we better have it figured out.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us. It's been a pleasure for you to be in here, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Very good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much. That was Tammy Elthon once again from the Charles City Rotary Club. Tune in to the auction this coming Saturday starting at 9 a.m. It's 34 degrees downtown Charles City with Lewis Capaldi.